The men quickly finished, and they were enjoying after-breakfast coffee and cigarettes when the Batwing swung open and four men walked in. They stood in the doorway, brushing trail dust off their clothes for a moment before proceeding toward the bar. Smoke's eyes took in their garb. Two of the men were dressed mostly in black, with shiny boots, vests adorned with silver conchos, and pistols worn low on their right hips. They appeared to be related, bearing a strong resemblance to each other, and both looked to be in their early 20s. The men with them were more nondescript, wearing flannel shirts, trail coats, and chaps. But they also wore their pistols in the manner of gunmen, rather than trail hands.
Give us a bottle of whiskey.
Uh-oh. Looks like trouble.
Smoke glanced at the regulator clock on the wall, which showed it to be 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's awfully early to be drinking liquor.
As the men downed their shots, one glanced over and noticed Lewis and Smoke looking at him. He frowned, put his glass down, and sauntered over toward him.
Hey, mister, you look familiar, like I seen you someplace before.
I've been someplace before.
The man's face looked puzzled as he tried to figure out if Smoke was making fun of him for a moment. Then he scowled.
I got it! You're Smoke Jensen!
Congratulations.
The man glanced over his shoulder as if to see if his friends were watching.
My friends and me traveled a long way to find you.
And just who might you be?
My name's Tucson.
You must be from Arizona.
Well, how the hell do you know that?
A lucky guess.
I'm afraid you're out of luck, Tucson. I'm not hiring anyone at the ranch just now.
I didn't come looking for work, Jensen.
Then why did you come?
I came to kill you.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, a few years back, you killed my cousin.
What was your cousin's name?
Billy Walker.
And where did this happen?
He came up here from Texas. Billy rode with a man named Lazarus Kane.
Ah, now I remember. Kane was a crazy Bible thumper who thought God was protecting him. Turned out he was wrong.
Well, Billy were crazy. You gut shot him and left him to die.
If he rode with Kane, he deserved to die.
Stand up and face me like a man, Jensen.
Pearly and Cal got to their feet. Pearly took the rawhide hammer thong off his colt and stood off to the side, as did Cal.
Settle down, mister. As you can see, Mr. Jensen ain't wearing no guns.
Why ain't he healed? He afraid to die?
Nope. Just the Smoke's might tired of killing scum like you, fella. You see, he's done killed a couple hundred or more, and he's getting sick of it. Now me, I ain't killed near that many, so it don't bother me none if you want to try your hand.
As Pearly spoke, Tucson's friends edged away from the bar to stand next to him, their hands near their weapons.
4-2, Pearly. That ought to make it about fair.
Lewis stood up, sweeping his black coat behind his back, exposing his pistol.
4-3, Cal.
Hold on just a minute. I'm not used to letting other people fight my battles for me.
Smoke stepped over to stand just inches from Tucson.
You think you're pretty fast with that hog leg, son?
Fast enough to beat you, old man!
Then go for it. If you can get it out and fire before I take it away from you and stick it up your ass, then you'll have your revenge.
But you ain't got no gun!
I don't need a gun to beat a pup like you, Tucson. Grab leather!
Tucson's hand went for his gun. Before he had it half out of his holster, Smoke's left hand moved quicker than the eye could follow. He grabbed Tucson's right hand where it was holding the handle of the pistol and he squeezed. At the sound of their friend's screams, the men behind him went for their guns. They never had a chance against the likes of Cal, Pearly, and Lewis.
Oh my gosh, darn!
That could be you lying there, spilling your guts all over the floor, boy. Now get on your horse and ride off while you still can.
Without another word, Tucson ran out the door. Smoke looked at the dead bodies lying on the floor.
What a waste.
Meanwhile, Lewis stared at Cal and Pearly.
I'd never have believed it.
Believed what?
You boys almost beat me to the draw.
What do you mean, almost?